Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. We'll get back into some phone calls / AMA at 140. Again, great calls so far today. We appreciate it as always. So at 140, AMA questions or Falcons calls, however you're feeling it, 404-726-0929. We will get back a little bit into the college football Saturday in about 15 minutes as Georgia does it again. Just another nail biter for Georgia fans, but a fun one nonetheless. That was a pretty entertaining football game. Texas Vanderbilt was crazy. Like Texas beat the hell out of them, and then all of a sudden Vanderbilt comes storming back.
Like, just like, what the hell, Sark? Why are you taking your foot off the damn gas?
Yeah, they took their foot off.
Why are you taking your foot off the damn gas?
To the point, and Vanderbilt should have had that onside kick.
It's sitting right there.
It was right there.
Fall on the ball.
It was right there.
I'm talking about, like, dude, fall.
It was like time slowed down.
All you had to do was just put your
just grab it and
crazy game.
Yeah, that game was
it was a good, but like I said, it was a good weekend. But it's so crazy because like going into like Friday show, I was like, some of these games, and then I think like late Friday, I was like going back down because I think you asked the question, any more games? I was like, oh, Duke at Clemson. I was like,
yeah.
I said, well, okay, Dabble, watch out now. And damn, Manny said, damn the tie. I'm going to win this damn football game right now.
I love it so much.
Manny's like, damn this tie. I'm going to win this football
game.
They
can't stop us. Yeah. And especially in college, because if you go to overtime, you're going to have to run a two-point play eventually.
Right.
Right?
Right. And this is eliminate that.
If you go far enough into overtime, you're going to have to run your second and third and fourth and fifth best two-point play.
Yep.
Run your best two-point play right there.
Yeah, man.
Get out of there. You put up 44 on them. What's 46?
What's that? What is that going to do?
Yeah, that game was nuts.
That was a hell of a play.
Hell of a damn
ball game.
So while we're at it, because I know we have that one caller that gives us credit because we'll take responsibility when we're wrong about stuff. I will raise my hand once again and say that was my national championship pick. I had Clemson to win the national championship this year.
You did. I think
that was my pick.
I don't know if I picked them to be in the championship game.
You picked Georgia.
But I picked them. I kept saying I'm bullish on Clemson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I'm anytime on Clemson. I would say stuff, you definitely were like, yeah, I see where you're coming from. Yeah. I was like, yeah, Clemson's they're the team I feel most confident in this year.
Yeah, bullish
they're
on them.
3-5.
Yep. Bullish on them. Whatever.
Whoops.
Yeah, man. Then, like you were saying, another job's opening. Obviously, Auburn. I mean, you kind of saw this. This is going to happen.
Yeah, it was a matter of
time. It was only a matter of time. And now you got all these 15 SEC jobs are open.
Yeah. A quarter of the SEC jobs are open.
Which is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. And so you got that. Now that goes into the line of Auburn. Where do you go? Where does Auburn go with as far as, you know, their head coaching search? We know that Lane holds the kind of – I won't say anything. I saw this, and I don't believe this, but they were like, is Josh Heupel on the hot seat? Because, I mean, what a great win for Oklahoma.
It was.
It was a great win for Oklahoma and that group.
About their kicker.
Yeah.
I don't know about those.
Man, pull your
pants. About those hoochie daddy shorts he's kicking in, but that's fine.
Whatever, man. That's,
These kids these days.
These damn children.
All right, we'll get back into all of that fun Saturday stuff after we talk about the big story of the day, which is not as fun, unfortunately. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
You know, obviously a tough game, tough loss. Came down to the wire. Was proud of the way the guys fought. The definition of one snap mentality today, we just couldn't get it done.
Yeah.
Of what mentality?
I didn't hear that part. I was just like, okay.
One snap. Got it.
I didn't know that one. I mean, okay.
Yeah, I mean, we're not doing that, though. No. I mean, he can, I guess, but we're not doing, like, they played better than they did against Miami.
They did.
Cool.
Yeah, they did. I'd say that. They did. Now, they still lost.
They got.
You still lost.
And there's that not Miami, enough adjectives in the dictionary to describe what they played like against Miami.
Because Miami was none but cheeks.
That's the best one.
Yeah, yeah.
You picked the right one.
Yeah, it was none but cheeks. Like, this game was petite cheeks. Mm. Petite cheeks. Like, just like.
Yesterday, to me, was more frustrating than Miami was embarrassing.
Yes. Yeah, like yesterday wasn't an embarrassment.
No, you didn't embarrass yourself.
You didn't embarrass yourself.
But you don't get credit for not embarrassing yourself in professional football.
I was in the car yesterday, and I heard you and Joe, when y'all were talking, and you said a word. You said, look like something. Mm. It was early in the show because it was when it first came on.
Was it
on.
Smart or dumb?
It was smart.
Oh,
but it was like, basically you were saying, like, look like you can play football.
Yeah, I think it was – I was saying, yeah, because Miami, we were saying it's a must win.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it was.
And then yesterday was like, you must look.
You said must look
sharp. Or I don't know.
Yeah, you said something, must look something. Because it was after you said it was a must win.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think that when you go back to this, I mean, they left plays out there. You're unable to convert on third down, 1 of 10. Your defense played their ass off, you know, and they got to the quarterback. They picked off the quarterback.
Yep.
They made him fumble more than once.
Sacked him 6 times.
You know, sacked him 6 times. So they kind of did their job.
They really did.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it looked like it wasn't going to go that way.
Right.
I mean, it was 21-7, and the Patriots had the ball at the end of the first half. And I don't really know what they were trying to do in that drive because there wasn't a ton of time left,
right,
and they were going to get the ball out of half anyway. So they might have taken a shot or two and then probably would have knelt on it. But, I mean, it looked pretty possibly like things were
it was gonna get out of hand. It was gonna get out of hand.
Because it could have easily been 28-7 if they come out of halftime and score.
Yes.
But
the biggest defensive play of the year.
Jalen Walker comes and forces the fumble and Pierce picks it up and damn near scores.
Yeah.
And then for them to punch it in is huge.
That was my biggest thing, but I was like, come on, don't settle.
21-14 feels good at halftime.
Yes, it does. Especially how New England controlled the game the way they
did.
Yeah. And so for them to be able to do that. And then New England came out and they put together a long drive. And for the Falcons not to give up anything on that drive, mm-hmm, as far as a touchdown or anything, was great. Because they were able to get the ball back. And then you're able – but your biggest thing is, like you said it in the last segment, you got to be able to put drives together. You got to – especially when you're lacking in time possession and you're lacking in the play possession. You know, you're just lacking in those things. So you got to find a way to sustain drives better if you're the Falcons and they just didn't do that consistently. I kind of figured what Zach was trying to get Bijan the ball quick, in space, let him make a couple guys miss. The blocking in front of him on the perimeter was horrible. It really, really was. Drake London and Kyle Pitts did not do a good job out there on the perimeter. But we talk about the pass game disparity. I got to find ways. If you use Zach Robinson, I know somebody sent us a funny thing with this play sheet was lost, all those things. I would say this. What I would say, they got a box for each player. 5 boxes, 7 boxes, 1 box, all those things. I'm looking at 5, I'm looking at 7, and I'm looking at 8. And how the hell I can get them the ball. And I'm talking about first read, Andy. When the ball snapped, where's he at? Because that's how we're going to get back in this game. We're going to get the ball in our best players' hands. I know we got other guys, don't get me wrong. But we're going to get the ball in our best players' hands any way we can.
Yeah, and look, that isn't why they didn't win the game.
No.
Because they were being predictable with who they were going to.
It
was working. That's also the recipe for how they beat Buffalo.
Yes.
Those guys all got the ball more than anybody did in that game. And the same thing yesterday. I think 31 targets between the three of them.
What a freaking throw.
6 between them. Yeah. What a throw. What a catch,
what a
too.
Catch.
Drake London's hands, man.
Yeah, man.
When he gets his hands on the ball.
He got them suction cups.
No question.
Then this damn dude.
Yeah, and then they're showing that
this damn dude, man. Yeah,
pushed it right.
See, again.
Wide right.
My ass is chapped when your ass is chappier when you've been through something like this. Have you been through this with a damn kicker that we brought in, Andy, and we had it. And we had it, and you should have seen him all, because he made a big kick earlier in the game. And so he was just thumping his chest. Yeah,
oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cocky kicker?
Cocky-ass kicker.
And then he missed the big one?
Missed the big one. Man. And, like, I ain't never seen him again after that.
Probably for the best.
I think he kicked a couple more weeks
It's
for
actually really funny.
I think he kicked a couple more weeks for us,
It's
too.
Funny that you mentioned that, yeah. Your react, because you told the story early in the year about, like, when kickers miss kicks, like, you weren't going to go yell at him, but you weren't going to be the guy that patted
Hell
him.
Hell no!
My wife brought that up yesterday when he missed that kick. He's like, well, I know Randy wouldn't be over there consoling
Hell
him.
Hell no, I ain't going to console your ass.
Because some of his teammates did.
Yeah, and again, I'm not upset or
no,
anything
I know,
for
you're
that.
Not telling.
I'm not going to, especially.
I just like that she remembered that story.
Especially when you ain't one of us. Like, say, for instance, like, Young Wei Koo missed that kick. It's different.
Because he's been around for
Koo's
a while.
Koo's been around and all this. Yeah. This dude, who was – this is a long time ago, and it was like one of our shows during baseball season, and the Braves had some relief pitcher or whatever that got on my damn nerves. You remember, because he came from the outside.
I mean, there's a lot of relief pitchers that have gotten on your nerves.
It wasn't him, though. It wasn't him. But
we're
like,
not talking about Sevens. We're not talking about Iglesias.
It was another guy that I was like –
This year?
No. It was – Dave, you might not even been here yet.
Was it
but you remember I kept saying we're on blank with him.
Hadn't been here long enough.
Yeah, he ain't been here long enough. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And he kept messing up. And I can't think of his name. But I was like, I should have done that, dude, man.
There's definitely somebody out there that remembers
that. Yeah.
I remember you doing that.
Yeah, because like we were talking about the barbecue and the family reunion and everything. Yeah. Like, yeah, he ain't invited.
No, Parker Romo can't come.
No.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Parker Romo's not invited to Germany this weekend when
I wouldn't be surprised. I would. Because you're not going – damn, I hate to say this. Are you downgrading from him?
He missed the PAT, so no.
Yeah,
That's exactly – that's the thing. It's November.
Kind of a random question.
Every team has replaced a kicker. Not every team, but a lot of teams have replaced kickers. So even the guys that weren't good enough to start the year are on teams now. So who's out there now? Hot Rod.
Well, how much more difficult actually might it be to replace the kicker because it's an international game and you have to
passport
associate some of those things.
Yeah, that is it's amazing. I know we got to go. It's amazing how many grown ass dudes that have money don't have passports. Like, this is scramble.
I don't have one.
With the anticipation that you're going to have to go.
Yeah, got it.
You know you're going to have to play overseas this year.
Right.
And you wait the week of to go to the team security and be like, hey, I need a passport.
Do I need a passport?
Yes, exactly. That's what happens.
Yeah.
I ain't saying nothing wrong with not having a passport, but I know if you're going to work over there, you don't wait to the week of I need a passport.
My passport got stolen.
Somebody might be traveling illegally with yours.
Yeah, they're international. Probably the guy that broke into the Louvre.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I can't wait for that Netflix special to come out.
I canceled it. Don't worry. It was a long time ago. It was like, I don't know how long ago. Actually, it was.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It was the night of the Georgia-Alabama National Championship game, the first one. Somebody broke into my car and stole my passport. All around bad night.
Why was your passport in your car?
It was in my backpack.
Why was it in your backpack?
I don't know.
Where the hell you was going?
I was young and silly. Who knows? I might have had, I needed to escape. I had an escape plan. A flight risk. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk some college football after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.